end up playing was it Dallas in the finals, in the West in the finals, but we played the Lakers semifinals at LA. Dallas in the Western Conference Finals. Definitely wasn't fun for me to sit there and watch and not be able to participate. But this became a full circle. I'm back 100% in the Western Conference Finals, and it's going to be simply an amazing feeling to step back on the court with so much at stake. So.
Does it make it even more fun that it's the Lakers? As an NBA player.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Makes it so much fun. Hollywood, L.A., against the Suns, the rivalry that it has between the two, and Roger choked up Kobe. It's great to watch. I was enjoying that one. I might send Roger a text and say, we're back.
Sign up for the 10-day.
It's going to be an amazing, amazing feeling.
Are you enjoying this now a little bit more because you did not have that opportunity a couple years back?
Yeah, it's going. I really am. Only because it's, you don't make it to the Western Conference Finals too many times in your career. And for this to be my third time, it's time to really get over the hump. So that's what we're trying to do, man. We all are trying to really become that echelon team. And we're doing it for Brandon Steve, man. These guys have been playing 15 to 16 years in the league and haven't won a championship yet. So we're trying to win one.
If you guys get out this time, you get to play for that championship. What would that mean to you?
Oh, man.
Your legacy.
Oh, man. That's the ultimate goal. That's the ultimate goal. That's why I play this game. That's why I play the game. That's why I persevere through all injuries. That's why determination toward practice is high. That's why I try to improve in every aspect of the game every summer. It's the ultimate win a championship. So that's what we're working for.
You've seen a lot of those championship parades over the years, the guys with the champagne in the locker room.
Man, I've been seeing that since I was a kid, as long as I can remember. So can't wait to be a part of it.
You got here when you were a kid.
Yeah. So far in this playoff series, we've seen a lot of players stepping up. I mean, Jay Rich is showing up big in the playoffs. Just from watching, it looks like you've taken much more of a leadership and kind of role of being the guy in the court that lets everybody else know what's going on. So how do you feel about all of the stepping up that's been going on, not just in the playoffs, but in the regular season as well?
Well, I think ultimately becoming a leader takes a lot of sacrifice. When you're really trying to win ball games, you have to be able to get your teammates involved. You have to be able to utilize all your weapons pretty much with your teammates. We have guys that are great at shooting threes, then we're going to let this guy shoot threes. We have guys that are great at finishing around the basket, then we're going to let him finish around the basket. And just being a vocal leader right there helps us. So I definitely try to implement my leadership skills upon us so we can win more.
Yeah. How do you, in the games 2, 3, and 4 against the Spurs, you guys got off to a slow start and then still managed to pull up the victories in the games. In years past, it's something we haven't seen in some teams. So,
we're doing a great job defensively. We really are. And I figure if we just keep focusing on that part of the court, then we're going to be, a better and better team as our career goes and as we advance in the playoffs. So far, we're doing a great job at it, so to keep it going.